This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys. This audio comes to us from WKYC, a report from Lydia Esparra this morning regarding the Browns' plan of moving to Brook Park and Cleveland council members voicing their opposition. At a meeting Monday night, Councilman Brian Casey made it clear if the Browns want a better park, a better team must follow.
Nobody should have the right to come into Cleveland. I don't care if it's the Cleveland Browns, Sherwin-Williams, the Cleveland Clinic, or any other organization that we support that could just be able to turn around and walk away. But if the Haslam Sports Group wants to provide a fan experience, put a damn winning team on the field.
All right, it's a little over the top, don't you think, Councilman?
We have city councilmen going on.
Rodney, if you want to jump in, you go right on ahead. But Lyman, I can.
Nah, I'll let y'all. I just worry about trying to get us back to becoming a winning team.
As Owen said,
Sunday.
Why does he want to have a loser stays in town match? What are we doing here? What is that?
So you could just tell, though.
That doesn't make sense.
From some fan reaction from Sunday, from politicians. Like, this is starting to feel like a volatile Browns season. And we've had many of them here, Rodney. We've had many of them before you. We'll have, hopefully not, but many none. After you.
Hopefully none. You're the last stand, I hope. Sorry, you're the one who has to bear the brunt.
I was asking Rodney off the air if it looked like Joe Burrow was just kind of feeling a lack of confidence going up against the defense, because he looks like a different guy every time he goes up against you. And Adam Archuleta on the broadcast was talking about how Schwartz was doing a great job of showing Joe Burrow things that maybe he hadn't seen on tape. Was that accurate?
Yeah, I think we focused on just, you know, switching up our looks a lot, you know, and then playing a variation of coverages kind of behind to be able to slow them down, but also kind of get them out of rhythm. And we knew kind of, you know, Joe Burrow's style of play, like he's playing at a high level. But it was very evident to us that, hey, first, second down, you know, he's trying to get the ball out quick. You know, he's going to make quick reads. He wants to be a quick decision. And so for us, how do we slow him down? Don't create clean pitchers for him. And I think that's what we did a good job at. And credit to our D-line, you know, those guys – showed up big for us, not only in the run game because of some of the coverages that we had to do. It put the stress on them, but also passing, just making it uncomfortable for them. So definitely wanted to, you know, give my flowers to the guys, the big men up front this week.
I love to know what actually happens or what's actually said on the field. We know there's a war of words at times between the Browns secondary over the last few years and Cincinnati and their wide receivers. Ja'Marr Chase catches that touchdown against Greg Newsome, and then he steps over him. And as we know, I mean, there was a famous instance of that with LeBron and Draymond, and this is an act of disrespect, as we know. I mean, short of spitting on somebody who we saw in the Oregon-Ohio State game last week. I mean, that is kind of as bad as it gets. Is that something that fired you guys up a little bit? Greg went over to the official immediately.
Yeah, I think we realize, you know, the history that has existed over the years between their wide receiver group and our secondary, and there's been blows, you know, on both sides. You know, there's been wins on both fronts. So, you know, you just have two highly competitive rooms going at it. And yeah, like, they make a play, yeah, go ahead, celebrate. You know, we make a play, we're going to do the same thing. So
is any of it don't expect fun? Anything different. Is any of it in fun, or is there no fun to be had between these two sides?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all in fun. I mean, there's lines that, again, you don't cross. And, you know, I don't think it ever got to that point on Sunday. You know, you just saw, again, highly competitive guys going at it and then doing what they need to do afterwards to let you know about it.
You going to the Cavs game Friday, maybe?
I'm possibly going. I might be in the building. You know, one of my wife's high school friends works for the Cavs, and another friend is coming in town. So there might be a little reunion there. Come out for the first That's game, great. Show some love.
Did you go to games last year?
I did. I caught two.
They put together a hell of a show over there. They do a good
job.
Yeah.
Hoping to catch a little more than two this year.
Hopefully they win.
You guys in the building?
Friday, yeah. I got high school football stuff. And Lyman's not allowed out of the house.
I'm not allowed out of the house.
He's on house arrest.
Dang. We couldn't all come together? Have a moment. You know what I'm saying? Outside of these walls.
Friend. Wait, you're going to be here, right? You're not getting traded or anything, right? You're going to be here.
Jesus. Hey.
You know something?
Hey,
y'all get the scoop before me, so.
Reckless speculation.
You must know something.
What's it with you and telling players when they come in here that you want them traded?
I'm just making sure.
He said it to Joe. Once he said it to Joe, he thinks he can say it to anybody.
Joe Thomas.
Yeah. I do plan to still be here Friday.
Okay. For Big Country, Cavs start tomorrow. Of course, they're up in the Great White North. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for Rodney, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carman. Have a wonderful day, friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.